This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Chad R. Emerson, Movement Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent, decided April 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division, Chad R. Emerson, Movement Appellant v. Nome, SD 38538, State of Missouri, filed April 17, 2025, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Douglas County. The Honorable Raymond M. Gross, Judge, affirmed Chad R. Emerson, appeals the motion, court's denial of his amended motion for post-conviction relief under Rule 24.0351 following an evidentiary hearing. In his single point on appeal, Emerson claims the motion court plainly erred in denying his amended Rule 24.035 motion because trial counsel was ineffective for advising Emerson to enter an Alford II plea and failing to advise him of all the direct. One, all rule references are to Missouri Court Rules 2025. 2, North Carolina versus Alford, 400 U.S. 25, 37, 1970. An Alford plea enables a defendant to plead guilty to the charged crime and accept the criminal penalty, even if he is unwilling or unable to admit he committed the acts constituting the crime. Moore v. State, 207 SW 3725, 728 N2, Metmoap SD 2006. 2, consequences of his Alford plea, thereby prejudicing him. Finding no clear error, we affirm the motion court's denial of post-conviction relief. Factual background and procedural history. The underlying offense. On April 15, 2021, there was a physical altercation between Emerson and his wife, Chantel Emerson, CE. Emerson had learned CE was involved in an extramarital affair. During the altercation, Emerson fired 8 gunshots into CE's vehicle. Emerson then physically assaulted CE. He grabbed CE, held her up, headbutted her, splitting her forehead open. He grabbed her by the throat and cut off her airway for a short period of time, and he struck her on the right side of her face. The charges and plea hearing, Emerson was charged by substitute information in lieu of indictment with 1 count of domestic assault in the first degree and 3 counts of unlawful use of a weapon. At the plea hearing, Emerson entered an open Alford plea to domestic assault in the first degree, count I, in exchange for the state dismissing the 3 counts of unlawful use of a weapon, counts 2 through I-4s. 3. The state's dismissal of the unlawful use of a weapon charges allowed Emerson the chance at the possibility of probation on the charge of domestic assault in the first degree. Prior to the plea hearing, Emerson filled out and filed his petition to enter plea of guilty, which was admitted into evidence during the plea hearing. He admitted therein 3. The range of punishment for domestic assault in the first degree is 5 to 15 years imprisonment. The range of punishment for unlawful use of a weapon is a mandatory 15 years imprisonment. 3. That, 1, he received a copy of the indictment, read it, discussed it with his attorney, and understood every charge made against him. 2, his lawyer counseled and advised him on the nature of each charge, on all lesser included charges, if any, and all possible defenses that he might have in this case. 3, by pleading guilty, the court may impose the same punishment as if he had pleaded not guilty, stood trial, and then been convicted by a jury. 4, his lawyer informed him that the range of punishment which the law provides is 5 to 15 years imprisonment in the Missouri Department of Corrections. 5. No officer or agent of any branch of government, federal, state, or local, has promised or suggested that he will receive a lighter sentence or probation or any other form of leniency if he pleads guilty. And 6. He understood that the state promised that if he would plead guilty, it would recommend the court sentence him to a nigh lawful sentence on count 1, and that it would dismiss counts 2-4. He also stated and understood, "I know that the sentence that I will receive is solely a matter within the control of the judge. I hope to receive lenience, but I am prepared to accept any punishment permitted by the law which the court sees fit to impose." He further stated, "I am satisfied with the advice and help my lawyer has given me, and I have no complaints to make about my lawyer or the representation my lawyer has given me." During the plea hearing, the state outlined the factual basis to support a finding of guilt as to the offense of domestic assault in the first degree as follows. The state's witnesses would introduce at trial through admissible evidence that on April 15, 2021, Emerson and CE were lawfully married and residing within Douglas County. that when C.E. was arriving at home on April 15th, there was a physical confrontation between her and Emerson, that Emerson struck her with, including headbutting H.Y. Ite.